This is Rock Talk, a community issues presentation of Legends 1027 WLGZ. Now, here's your host, Chuck Kelly.
Good morning, everybody. Chuck Kelly here. And with me on the phone from Greece Athena, the high school musical theater department over there, I have Kathy Dyer, who's the music teacher and advisor. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Chuck. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Yeah, absolutely. So how long have you been over there doing what you're doing?
I have been teaching at Greece Athena for 24 years.
Wow. And have you always been working with the theater productions and all that, or is that something?
Yes. I've been working throughout that in the middle school and the high school. I took over the high school program about 15 years ago.
Oh, okay. So you obviously are a veteran of doing that. Monday, I'm going to speak to a couple of the girls that are in your play. I think Taylor and Sophia we have scheduled. My daughter was in, she went to Penfield and she was in a few productions here. I'm amazed how the technology has changed over the years. I mean, you guys are like total pro all the way. The theater, the equipment, the music, you know, the acting. I mean, it's like you're doing a big time show there.
Yes, we are. We are very, very lucky. The Greece community here we're very lucky in Greece. And us in particular, Greece Athena, we have this beautiful theater here. And you're right, Chuck, the technology has come a long way. It used to be, you know, pulling ropes and, you know, to get props going up and down and pushing buttons is, you know, now it's everything. You know, you have a flying system that does it, you know, you program in, and we're blessed to have so many parents and alumni parents that help us out. But projections, you know, those were not around when I started, and they are now.
Yeah. When my daughter was in theater, the only thing they asked me to do was strike the set. They didn't let me do any fun stuff other than take everything down. That was the...
Oh!
That is the
sad part. It takes so long to put it up, but it only takes, you know...
Oh, I know. It's amazing how you can destroy a set in such a short period of time.
Yeah, we do a stop-time photography. Our amazing photographer, Kevin O'Leary, takes photos for us, and he does a stop-time photography, so it shows breaking down the set in that, you know, day or two that you do and does it in 10 seconds. It's really interesting.
That's very cool. Now, I know the opening night is upcoming this Friday night at 7. One thing I wanted to ask you is that, you know, the theater, the productions at high schools have gotten so big. I'd be willing to bet you have more people coming to see plays now than you do sporting events. Do you think?
It depends on the sporting event. But you know what? I would agree for you. I mean, I think coming out of COVID, everybody's numbers kind of went down as far as people in the audience and at games. I think if you're at a sectional game, it might be a larger amount of people. But no, I mean, if we're pulling in, you know, at a minimum 500 people a night.
Yeah.
But, you know, we usually get, you know, more 800 to 1,000 people. Yes, you're right, Chuck. It is a big event in all the high schools. And we're really lucky to have a community in Rochester that supports the arts like this.
Yeah. Absolutely. And I feel like the high school, at least with my daughter's experience in Penfield, and I'm sure in Greece, because Greece, the school system's even larger, is like people really get into the plays. It's like a fun fan sporting event, you know? It's so much fun because the productions are so good. And the talent you guys have, I could see a lot of people that are in the high school plays going on to do bigger and better things.
Yes. Yeah. We've had a lot of, you know, it's similar to all the schools in Greece and Penfield and Rochester. Lots of kids, you know, this is a very thriving art community here. We're very, very lucky. And we've had at Greece Athena, we've had many kids that have gone on professionally. Currently, right now, I have a student that's in the national tour of Frozen and one that's about to make a debut on Broadway this spring.
Oh, so, wow.
We're really blessed and lucky. And it comes from the parents. You know, it really, really comes from the parents. The parent support. I can have all the energy in the world, but the parents that help us in this program and support their students to you know, follow their dreams. This is not, I'm becoming an engineer. I know what I'm going to do. And it's, you know, it's a set to profession. This is really it's a dream. And to support your kids to do this and to have a, you know, a principal and administration that supports us. Actually, Chuck, our principal is going to be Miss Lynch in the musical. Yeah. So, I mean, so she's supporting us. We just did our first blocking rehearsal. It's wonderful.
That's funny. Yeah. And the thing is, we always think of the people on stage, and obviously that's amazing that some people have the nerve to do what they do. I would never sing in front of an audience. I'd be too afraid to. But behind the scenes, and again, going back to when my daughter was in high school, I remember like one of my daughter's best friends, she was one of the sound people. So you've got sound, you've got lighting, you've got the set people. It's like anybody can find something to do when it comes to doing a play like this in the high school.
Oh, definitely. We have student volunteers that, you know, I don't know if I know one of my volunteers had spoken to you earlier to set this up, Chuck. You know, we have an actual 1948 Ford Mercury.
That was in my notes to ask you about that. So I saw a photo of the, when you sent me your notes the other day, I saw the photo of the car. Where'd you get this car?
Well, we did some research and we were looking around and we used to have a car, but we ran out of, you know, space to store it and things. Yeah. And, here at Grease Athena, we try to go big or go home.
Yeah.
We put feelers out and we found one in Long Island. And so we have a 1948 Ford Mercury car, which I believe, I'm not sure if it's the exact same year. It was either a 48 or 49 that was in the Grease movie. That would have been the drag race of the other guy, the black car with the red flames.
Yeah.
That's the car, the Ford Mercury. And we have a 48 here. And we have, you know, there's actually people out there right now getting the lightning bolts ready, Chuck. So I hope people come and see it. It opens February 2nd through 4th and the 9th through 11th at Athena.
Yeah, it's this Friday. And out of curiosity, is the car, do you guys get to keep it or is it on loan?
We're still working all those logistics out.
So in other words, you're stealing the car is what you're saying.
Well, the T-Bird stole the car is what happened. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think everybody knows the story of Grease, but it's such a fun story. I have a feeling most people who watch the movie have seen the movie over and over again. And if they've ever seen the play, seen the play over and over again at this stage, because I know opening night is this Friday night. Do you need any volunteers if anybody's listening and wants to help? Or are you all good?
We would just love to have patrons come and support the show.
Okay.
We have a lot of people right now that are working the sets and the costumes and things. But if there's anybody that is interested in helping out, they can feel free to call the high school and get in touch with me, Kathy Dyer. And I can get them in touch with whatever they're interested in doing. We have, you know, many, many local businesses that are sponsors of us. We have a program that, you know, we'll have up to 5,000 patrons come to see the show. So if there's any businesses that would like to be in the program next year or moving forward, we'd love to hear from you. We'd love to support you and have you support us so we're able to do these large scale productions for people in the community. And
that's what I was going to ask you. You know, when you go to one of the shows, you get a playbill, you know, the program. And I see all these companies in there. Do they have to reach out to you like a year in advance to get in the program to be a sponsor? Mm-hmm.
At all. We have a sponsor squad that reaches out to sponsors, and we're always looking for new sponsors, and they reach out for sponsors, and we really kind of put it together in 4 to 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Very good. Now, for everybody listening, how do we get tickets if we want to go see the show?
Sure. Yes. Yes, Chuck. Thank you. So, Grease Athena High School, we're putting on Grease the Musical. It opens February 2nd through the 4th and the 9th and 11th. The Friday and Saturday night shows are at 7. And the Sunday shows are at 2 p.m. You can get your tickets at showtixforyou.com. And the Tix is spelled T-I-X. Okay. So showtixforyou.com. Or you can get them at the door. There's always seats available at the door. And we take cash, check, and credit cards.
Okay. And then since you've been doing this there for 15 years now, you said, is that right?
Yes.
What would you say? Now, this is Grease you're doing this time. Over all the shows you've done, do you have any favorites?
Oh, you know, I think Miss Saigon is up there. People thought I was a little crazy when I decided I was going to do Miss Saigon. And in that show, we built a helicopter and flew a helicopter in. And the kids, that's a cult favorite for the kids. They love watching the video of that. Les Mis, Hunchback of Notre Dame. They all have a special place in my heart because it really is. It's not about me. It's about the kids. So to revisit the shows and go, oh, I remember doing Hairspray or Legally Blonde or Forever Plaid or we just did Little Shop of Horrors in the fall, and that's going to rate right up there. But I'm really blessed as a teacher, as an educator, to have these amazing students that are just so wonderful to teach and be around. And they really inspire me to be a better educator and director every day. And, you know, theater, it's so important. You know, it builds friendships and you work as a team and it builds your confidence and it's fun and it's challenging. And to become someone else on stage and get immediate gratification and feedback from an applause or your castmate saying, great job. You know, I don't think there's enough of that sometimes in this world. And I think, you know, if everybody has a moment to be on stage and like you said earlier, singing on stage all by yourself, well, now sing on stage in front of 1,000 people, you know.
Yeah.
I hope it builds memories for these kids forever because I will forever hold, you know, the memories of my students on stage and off, you know, and I can't wait till opening night on February 2nd.
Yeah. It's got to be so exciting. And for all of you listening now, I mean, just think about, first of all, the selection of the play, and then you've got to visualize the play and the art direction and the music and everything. It all has to come together, and it all comes together on Friday night, February 2nd for the first show. So
also, Chuck, I should say, you know, here at Athena, we've really tried to, in many schools, we try to instill the concept of giving back. And with, you know, as many people are aware, Olivia Newton-John and John Travolta were in the movie.
Sure.
And Olivia Newton-John passed away from breast cancer that had metastasized later, and John, as well as John Travolta's wife and also my mother. So the kids, we always every year donate somewhere and that have to do with the show. And this year we're hoping to donate to breast cancer survivors locally here in the Rochester area.
Oh, that's a great idea. So when we come to the show, I'm guessing maybe some of the ticket sales go to that, but we can make extra donations when we're there if we would like.
Oh, of course. Yeah, we have a lot of people that, you know, the tickets are $12 at showtix4u.com or at the door. And there's some people that'll, you know, here's 12, here's 15, just keep the change. And all that money, you know, we are all paid for by sponsors and by ticket sales. So after we cover costs and things like that, and we always make a donation to whatever organization that the kids select.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's a great idea. Now I'm assuming since we're kind of, it's not really spring, but kind of spring, is this the final production of the year?
Well, I already did one, so we're at two so far.
Yeah.
You never know. Never say never.
Okay.
But
I was just curious how far in advance you have to decide on what to do and how far, like, I didn't know if you were already planning next fall yet or not.
You know, we have four high schools in Greece. So we actually, we have to decide our shows by September 1st and sometimes a little sooner just to ensure that nobody's doing the same shows, et cetera, as well as middle school programs.
Yeah, that'd be a bummer if one of the other Greece schools.
Yeah, everybody's doing the same show at the same year. But no, we, for this show, I really respect my students' times and you know, and many students are working. So we start this process, we audition right around Thanksgiving, and so we put this together in 2 months.
And I'm sure it took all 2 months to do it, to get it, to pull it off, and it all starts on Friday night the 2nd.
Magic on stage with this amazing car and these amazing kids on February
4th. Oh, I know, just the talent alone. I mean, it blew me away when I went to the high school plays when my daughter was in high school. I was just like amazed at the talent and the set and the music and everything. It comes together. And Kathy, thank you for joining us. Kathy Dyer, she's the music teacher and advisor over at Greece Athena. You've got the whole act going together Friday the 2nd, opening night. Good luck. And I guess I should say break a leg, right?
Oh, yes. Thank you so much, Chuck. Hope to see you at the show. Thank you, everybody.
You've been listening to Rock Talk, a community issues presentation of Legends 102.7 WLGZ, DJRO Broadcasting.